Hey everybody, welcome back to the show and thank you for joining us for episode 2 of season 3 of Philosoph Uncensored. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dom.
On today's episode, Dom and I got a little personal, somewhat embarrassing, and all the way open as we answer questions that were sent in by the audience to get to know us better. This was really fun and we hope you enjoyed. But before we get into that, this week's episode is sponsored by J. Elise Co. If you're looking to start your hair growth journey, you have to check out J. Elise. They have handmade all-natural hair growth oil. It's a unisex product, and it's even great for kids. It works wonders whether it's used on the scalp, edges, or beard. Shop J. Elise Co. to start your hair growth journey. Use code PILLOWTALK to get 10% off your purchase. So, hey, Jay, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us. So, today, you're going to be stepping into the role of the host by interviewing us with questions that were sent in. But before we get into that, let the listeners know a little bit about you and where they can find you on social media.
Okay. I'm Jay, and I don't have social media, so don't go looking for me. But if you think you're my husband, it's Dom and Fatima for my number, and that's how we just going to do that.
All right. Well, okay then. So, thank you for sharing it. So, like I said, this episode is all about getting to know us, and we're going to do that by answering questions that were sent to us on Instagram by our audience. And we told our followers that nothing was off limits, so this shall be interesting. And without further ado, I'm going to hand the mic over to Jade, literally.
All right. Oh, this is giving real Wendy Williams right now. Like, I'm feeling real. How you doing right now? All right. So, am I, like, saying who asked the question? Y'all just want me to throw them up?
No, we're keeping it anonymous, but you just asked the question.
All right, I got y'all. So, the first question is, since nothing is off limits, right, what's your fave position? We jumping right into it.
The first question?
First question, right into it.
Okay, I'll say missionary.
I'm sorry, I gotta be the person to be all slow with it. I think.
Oh, she got so many, she can't even choose.
I actually like the side has been. I like that right now. Okay. I don't know what you called it. I don't know.
I think from the side, just the side.
Oh, we not giving no details on why we like it.
That's not the question.
But oh, okay.
Right now.
Okay, we playing the safe in the beginning. I feel it. Okay.
Okay.
I'ma ease it down. Next question says, are you single? If so, why?
Cause niggas ain't shit. It's like no.
Yeah. I'm saying God didn't send me my husband yet, and if he did, I don't see him still. So no, I'm gonna keep praying on that one.
Yeah, I like the answer. I am single and I'm doing me right now. I ain't really trying to be in a relationship. That's why.
Okay. Well, since Dom ain't see you yet, make sure next time you're around her, you put your flashers on so she can
help you. Please do, because I'm ready to settle down.
Turn your siren on. All right, so next question. What gets you mad enough to fight? They misspoke. And I ain't going to say they got a college degree because they do. But they missed. What gets y'all mad enough to fight? Like, y'all be knucking. I know Fatima be knucking, but probably not no more.
I don't have nothing to say. I've never fought before, so
Fatima is saved and delivered, but
I've never been in a fight in my life. What are you talking about?
Next caller.
No, wow.
Audience, look how they doing y'all. They ain't even telling y'all the truth.
I mean, I've actually been in a fight fairly recently and I know I still got it. It was like a long stretch of like years. I'm like, damn, if I got in a fight today or tomorrow, they'd probably whoop my ass. But I know I still got it.
But
okay, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, for real. But no, I feel like disrespect, like when your mouth is super slick, like you only got, I'm not even gonna say you got a couple times. I can't tolerate disrespect. So that's what makes me man enough to wanna fight.
All right, so don't come to Fatima with no bullshit because she's gonna whoop your ass. And that's just
what she said.
Okay, this next person wants to know, or is asking you guys to give 2 green flags on dating and 2 red flags on dating.
Like about ourselves?
Like, yeah, I guess like when y'all dating, like what are 2 green flags for y'all and what are 2 red flags?
Oh, okay.
It's hard because all these niggas give this red
flag. Okay, like
maybe consistency would be a green flag, and like actually planning something.
Oh yes,
like hey, whenever you having to say what you want to do, like plan something, something, put a time on Friday at 7. Like,
girl, you preaching? Yes, I'ma steal those answers because I'm triggered just hearing about it.
Everything that they be doing.
Everything
or don't is, be doing.
Like the bare fucking minimum, just being niggas. That's a red flag.
Child.
We could go on and on about that.
Child, you only want 2 red flags. So this next person wants to know how you feel about sex on the first date. Sex on the first link. That's what they want to know.
The first, like, I'm not gonna be too technical. I'm guessing like the first time you ever meet this person.
Let's say the first date. So, oh, I lied. I'm talking about people not knowing how to spell. This say sex on the first day.
The first day.
I'm not knowing though.
This one would say date. This say day. Day and day.
Oh, if I just met you today.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
I just met you. And this is crazy.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
So how y'all feel about dick pics on the first text?
It's a blocking for me. You're fucking blocked.
Yeah, no.
I hate dick pics.
I feel like you need consent to send dick pics. Like, just don't slide them into my...
It's harassing.
All right, sidebar. I would go off topic, but there's one boy. We was already texting, but then he sent me a dick pic, but he sent it like in the invisible joint. Oh, so I said, before I open this, that's a dick pic. He said... Yeah, but I wanted to give you the option to choose. Good. I choose 2 black
men. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why men, like, especially unsolicited. Like, it's one thing to, like, I mean, I would never ask for a dick pic. Like, hey, send me a picture of your dick. But why are you just sending a picture? Like, especially if it's not big. Or, like,
what ugly. Don't let it be.
If it's ugly, like, why are you? You
what really bitch told you that this was acceptable? That you out here bragging on this?
Yes.
You're standing on this?
And be hype and confident. Like, no, sir. No, thank you.
Or be the gray sweatpants pics and they're drawing little as shit. Like, sir.
Girl, catfish. Well, big fish.
Hey, sag your pants a little bit. Make it an illusion. All right. Back to the question. Someone wants to know, how do you feel about giving head? Do you like it and why?
Dom.
I went first on the last question.
You didn't go first on the last question.
I'll follow your lead this time. All right, I'll go. What do I feel about it?
It says, how do you feel about giving head? That's oral sex. And do you like it? And if you like it, why do you like it?
Do I have like a feeling about, I think that's like, should be a part of sex to do.
Agreed.
I think it's definitely a give and take situation. What was the rest?
Do you like giving?
Oh, wait, save. I got you. Hold on. I'm gonna let her finish.
If I like the person, yeah. If I yeah. I feel like the more I like the person, the more I like to do it. Yeah, I agree.
I agree. I definitely agree.
But even if it be like the same person, you getting on my nerves today. I was mad yesterday.
That's very true.
I feel like giving.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I do like to give head because I'm a pleaser. Like I like to see him squirming and like
okay, period.
Like you know, like I got you, okay.
Period. You know that bitch not gonna suck your dick like me.
Period. You was gonna get us in trouble, Jay.
I'm crying. Okay, here you go, a boring question. I don't know who sent this in. What is the worst gift you have ever received?
I tend to be very gracious.
But I don't get many gifts, and if I do, it's probably something I ask for, or along those lines. Yeah, I'm grateful for whatever you want to give.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, y'all serious?
I mean, all right, so this past Christmas, it's not the worst gift. I just didn't ask for it. Like, I got a Polaroid camera, and I was told by the person who got it for me that I was talking about this all year. And I told Dom, I'm like, when? And she's like, I ain't never heard you talk about no damn Polaroid camera.
Y'all just confused me.
Like and then it didn't come with the film, and I don't know nothing about the film, but I heard it's expensive, and I was like, how you gonna give me a gift that I can't even use unless I purchase something to use it with? So maybe that's the worst one.
Damn, what kind of Polaroid camera is this?
Girl, listen,
I bought my niece one, and the film like $12.
Girl, damn, I need that one.
That's what I'm saying. They must have put some little coins into this gift.
I didn't ask for it. Okay. I'm grateful.
All right, I don't want that person to get mad, so I'm gonna move on to the next question.
I'm crazy.
They're not gonna get you nothing ever again. Okay, do you prefer people who are blunt or people who choose their words carefully?
Blunt.
I need you to be like both, like be blunt, but some people don't know how to talk. Like your delivery is off, and then it just like
okay, yeah.
Like you don't know how to speak to people. Like I get what you're saying, but you're saying it wrong.
Yeah, not rudely blunt, like just like nasty about it, but honest. I prefer that because I'm a very honest person.
Okay. Tell us about the time you lost your virginity.
Why
y'all let stuck?
Virginity
frozen.
What about it?
I'm still a virgin
with a child.
I'm the Virgin Mary.
Me too, girl.
Oh man. Hey,
this was it like a good experience or a bad experience?
It was okay. Like it was with my first like ever boyfriend, and it was not like the movies, like this beautiful scene, and he was all careful and gentle. He wasn't rough, but it just was like it was sex. It wasn't the most beautiful thing ever, but it was pretty okay.
I can't stand it.
Your turn.
It was fine. Of course, like she said, it wasn't a movie. Well, I didn't really expect it to be like a movie. It was okay, I think. I don't really know what else to say. I feel like it was
sheesh, dog.
Yeah, this is not for me.
That's her way of saying you was trash. I'm sorry, whoever you are.
I'm cracking up. I didn't say that. It was a long
time. She said it without saying it. If it make y'all feel any better, I hid in a closet on my first time because the fucking mom came home.
Oh no, sis. Damn.
It took her 2 hours to leave out.
Girl, yeah, hiding. I mean, I hid once. It wasn't after that experience, but I hid. Girl, that shit was, I think it was like 6 hours. I done took a nap, watched a few movies and everything. Like, it was
crying. No, bitch, I was in a fucking closet, fucking scared as shit. Because she knew my fucking mom. I'm like, my mom going,
oh, yeah.
My head.
So he didn't know his mom's schedule? Like, what? Huh?
Child, she just popped up. Like, she must have had a family.
She
they downstairs just bumping their gums. I'm like, hey, they'll never talk like this. Bro, I had to pee and everything. I was hungry. It was just a mess.
Time to go outside.
Okay, something.
But I learned. You think if I thought my first time was good until I started having good sex. So
yeah, sorry, sir. I can attest. This is name drop.
I said sorry, sir.
Oh, I'm a
option. How are you doing that?
Okay.
All right, y'all. Next question. What is the biggest turn off in a person?
Inconsistency.
Disrespect.
Dang. That was good.
I don't like disrespect.
All right, what else? Are you like your zodiac sign suggests that you should be?
Yeah, for the most part. Like, I'm a Taurus and...
Me too.
Yeah, Taurus is pretty stubborn. It's my way or the highway. I'm strong-minded. Don't really like people, except for my people.
Dang, that's very, very accurate.
Yes, I'm very greedy. Like, I'm a huge foodie.
David, I think we're the same person.
Yeah, like to know me is to love me.
Right, Don?
Yes, Taurus are definitely some special people for sure.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a Capricorn. I feel like that most of they be saying about
happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, hey, everybody say happy belated birthday. Or it'll be like 3 weeks by the time we drop that
episode. I feel like all you really hear is like we're serious. I am very serious of a person. I feel like then they just be like they're like hardworking and like go-getters and like money. I'm not like money. I don't think I'm as hardworking as like other Capricorns that I know. So
I think you're very hardworking and I think you're very organized.
Thank you.
She don't give herself enough credit.
She don't. She really don't.
That's what they be saying about us. So I'm trying to get bigger, you know.
Period.
All right, Ro Juicy, and y'all better answer this question. And I'm not playing.
Oh,
at what age did you have your first sexual experience? So I guess I don't necessarily mean you had to be sex, but sexual experience.
I think I was 14. I got fingered in computer class. Don't judge me. Everybody was doing it. I felt peer pressure to do it. I had to follow the process.
Not the whole class doing it, and the teacher ain't know.
Girl, the whole class was getting their rocks off. Like, literally.
Wow. Teacher, you're fired.
I don't know where the teacher was. And I went to Catholic school.
Somebody said to do a Catholic
school? Yes. Yeah, so I don't know where the teacher is.
Oh, they the worst kids, honey.
Girl,
you people passing out from pills in the bathroom.
Child, we was, yeah.
But the teacher though?
If you was in eighth grade with me, if you know, you know.
Oh, wow.
not the sticky finger little boys.
The thing about me was.
They probably was sticking each other's fingers.
The thing about it is. That shit didn't even feel like nothing. Like, it was just something to do. I'm just like, why is everybody doing this? Like, this is not, what is this supposed to feel like? Like, it was just ass.
Bro, you know what I learned? Every guy don't know how to finger, babe. Some is like, oh, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, it was just like, this is what the hype is about? Mm-mm. Don't recommend.
Touch your nose. Like, I don't know what you're doing with that.
It's a technique, too.
It is a technique.
I didn't even think of the show, but anyway.
So dumb.
Dom, she trying to get out of this
one. I stayed around it.
I was an adult.
How old was you?
Boring. I was like 18.
That's good. I wish I had a lot of older experiences.
I know the younger ones was a waste of our time.
Sure enough, they never even happened. Honestly, don't ask me because I'm like, huh?
Okay.
What? That never happened.
First time I had sex was when I got pregnant. 23.
That's the only proof y'all got.
Real shit.
I'm crying. All right, so what's the biggest lie y'all ever told? Like regularly, and then I want to hear the biggest lie y'all told in a relationship or like to this little situation.
I'm bored. I don't be lying because what I gotta lie to you
for? Bitch, I'm a fucking liar.
You're a fucking liar.
Me? Times that shit by two.
Yeah, I'm taking shit to the grave. When I was a little girl, I think I was in like pre-K or kindergarten, because I wasn't a bad kid, so the teachers didn't pay me no mind. And it was bad-ass kids in my class, and they was always getting the attention. So I'm like, you know what? I want to get some attention, you know? So I made up this whole elaborate lie about how my mom lost her job, and we was homeless, living out of her van.
You know what?
And how my sister had to get a job, my 14-year-old had to get a job to take care of us. Then, mind you, that day...
How old were you?
I was four or five.
Four or five.
I was creative. So how about that day? My mom
bad at me.
And it just happened to be the same day that she went to the dealership and got a new car. So she pulled up to get me, and the teachers came out to talk to her because, you know, like, teachers supposed to provide resources. And they were like, yeah, we heard about what happened. Like, it's so unfortunate. She's like, what are you talking about? Like, and my mom is real prideful. So when they basically started saying, like, Fatima told us about you losing your job, and her mouth is really slick. So she started going off. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I just got this brand new car. Da, da, da. I'm just sitting there like, And it was like, you lied? I'm like, yeah, like, my life is boring. Like, it was, I didn't get in trouble. They was just like, why would you lie about that?
First of all, they probably like, why does little ass girl make up this whole tragic story? Like, that's a serious ass lie.
I don't even know where I got that from. Like,
she was watching Law and Order and some shit.
Yeah, I had to be, because that was like a whole ass elaborate story.
Not for kindergarten.
Miss, out of lie.
I said, I'm,
you never told lie. A lie before.
I've ever, no, I can't recall right now.
Wow.
I really can't right now. I'll think about that.
Guess I won't see you in hell.
Nope, I'm an angel. I'm gonna definitely be in heaven.
Girl, bye.
Yo, this is a good one. Child, just put me in my feelings. Have you ever loved someone that didn't love you back?
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
Like, what kind of, like, a serious love or, like, puppy dog love? Like,
I don't say.
I haven't really loved many people. I don't think so.
Well, it's 0 out of 10. Do not recommend.
I wouldn't say I love somebody, but I do like somebody, and they're not my boyfriend. But next question.
Next question for sure.
Have you ever cried over a lover?
Duh. Have I?
Child done passed out and died.
Girl. When I'm like boo-hoo, snot running, and everything cried. Like
my life is over.
You know the TikTok sound? I hate him. I hate him. That was me. Never.
You know what, Dominique?
Oh, wait. I have.
Man, she ain't never cried over no fight.
I have cried over people before. No.
That didn't sound too convincing.
All right. She's like, yeah, let me make a
move. No, I have cried. I'm very sensitive. It just don't show all the time, unless I wanted to. Well, I'll cry in the shower. That's the best place to cry, in the shower.
Okay. Next question. Have you ever been catfished or catfished anyone?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Have you ever given or received a hickey?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both or like one or the other?
I've received one.
Yeah,
I received one. I bruise really easily, so it really don't take much.
Child, nigga, don't put no hickey on me. Don't be out here telling what
I'm doing. Not at this big age. Like, that's so, mm-mm.
Don't ask all what I'm doing now.
See.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. How far have you gone to get something you desired?
Desired.
In other words, how far have you gone? Like, what lengths have you went to get the D?
We could make a whole episode about that. Go ahead, Dom.
Like, is it like D I already in half? Is that what we're saying? Like,
it ain't specified, so.
It wasn't like lengths, but I definitely, it was like pouring rain at one time, like 4 a.m. I definitely like drove like at least 45 minutes to go get it. That was.
Oh, you want to dance,
sis. Never again. We'll never do it again. But
I kind of did something like that, but that's not even my most extreme. So.
Dang, you supposed to tell us the most extreme.
I'm shocked because it involves like real life people and I don't.
Right. Just give them fake names. Just give them fake names.
Like, I don't need these ghosts coming back to haunt me. And
bro, I feel like I heard this story when I first met you, so I'm cracking up in my head. So just give it fake names. Just give it fake names. All right. The guy name is Timmy and the girl name is Sabrina. Go.
Was a lot of situations with Timmy. If you knew me in college, 2015, 2016, I was a hot mess. I felt like I was on crack. But one time, I'm gonna tell this story. I really hope they don't listen to this episode. But
y'all, I'm about to make you go viral.
I was young. Don't hold it against me, y'all. So basically, me and Sabrina were messing with the same guy, and she went to extreme limbs to make sure I knew about it. And this was like Twitter, like everything, like how we post everything on Instagram. This is how Twitter was. So she posted like the most like low key thing, but because I know him and I know her, I'm like, oh, all right, bet this is about him. So I got my friend's Snapchat and I'm like, let me log into your Snapchat real quick. Cause you know, I used to be able to log into people's Snapchat and they would log them out. So I went on into Snapchat. She posted her surroundings cause I know his surroundings. I knew it was his place. So I'm like, oh, our best. So I'm putting two and two together. Mind you, I'm at work. This is when I used to work at Walmart. So I'm in the bathroom taking this extended break. And I'm like, all right, what's my game plan? Like, she got to get out my man big. So I had this picture. I don't know why I took this picture. You remember geotags? Like on Snapchat, It would have like the location.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this picture of, well, everybody know I went to Westchester. Of Westchester, but it was a black background. So I'm like, oh, all right, bet. Let me hurry up and get home. So I called him to see if he was going to answer. And he answered. He was acting real weird, like talking in code. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, who you with? And he like, don't start, yo. Like, you already know, basically. And I'm like, well, I'm outside, so she got to go. And he was like, what? Like, you're outside? I'm like, I'm outside. Mind you, I'm in Philly right now. And he's like, what? Why are you outside? So I guess she started peeping who he was talking to. They got into whatever, a whole domestic dispute. Mind you, this is over winter break. So for Westchester people.
Not you being in Philly, though.
You're all the way in fucking Philly. So the shuttle not running. So he's, and I, then he was like, I don't believe you. So I used that picture with the Westchester GTA. And I said to him, I said, I'm sitting right outside in the parking lot. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh shit, like, why are you here? He blowing my phone up, blowing my phone up. I'm like, damn, I should really start driving to Westchester. So I'm driving to Westchester in such a hurry. I didn't pack an overnight bag. So I went to fucking ShopRite trying to get some panties.
shop right. I don't.
Okay, Issa.
Girl, try to get some panties. I'm like, damn, like I was in such a rush. I didn't get what I was supposed to get. So I'm speed racing up that joint. And he study calling me like, all right, like, look what you did. Now she drawing another. I'm like, I don't care. You should have told her to leave. So I finally get up there and I'm like, I wasn't answering the phone because I was mad. He's like, yo, where you at? So I go to the building and I'm like, where she at? He like, she fucking left. Like, I kicked her out. And I'm like,
you know what? I hate niggas so bad. Like, I hate them with my whole core. Like, they so fucking trifling.
Girl, kicked her the fuck out. Had her friend had to come get her. And then I had like tweeted, because you know I'm petty. I tweeted something about Westchester and being up there. And then she subtweeted me like, bitches are really so trifling for them to be laying where I just had my head at, da 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 da. And I tweeted the laughing faces and I got my day.
Gag is, you willingly laid your head where you know another bitch head was in the first place. Like,
girl, that part.
You thought you was the weekend and you not, because I'm 7 days a week, bitch.
Girl, like, I had to remind these bitches. Yeah, that was my past life. I don't want him to hear this and start feeling himself.
I'm fucking crying. All right, Timmy, you not decent at all. Relax.
Jay said it, not me.
All right, this one roll a little key. If you had to live in a world of the last TV show you watched, where would you be living?
East Highland. I was just binging Euphoria.
That's kind of scary.
That was supposed to be scary. You said
you asked. No, I said no. I'm saying that's scary.
Oh, well, I'm about to say wait.
I was just watching. My wife and kids, I don't know where they at.
So you've been around the world?
I don't know where they live.
I don't know.
In a regular world.
Yeah. World calm. Peaceful.
When was the last time you were insulted?
2 days ago.
Like an actual insult or just I felt insulted?
I don't know.
Yesterday.
Who did it?
It ain't actual that.
I'm cracking up.
I was going to beat him up. Okay. If you could get married to any celebrity, who would it be?
Omari Hartwick.
Girl, I thought you were about to say Amoria. I was about to say, can you not put it on my name?
Michael B. Jordan. I don't know. I used to love me some Deshaun Jackson, but he's not really that tall. So probably Michael B. Jordan.
Is Michael B. Jordan tall?
He taller than 5'10".
He just don't look that tall to me. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Yeah, even though how cute him and Lori is as a little couple, I can't stand them.
I don't believe it's real, but that's just my opinion.
I can't fucking stand, like, all right, Lori, get off my nigga. You hype as shit. I'm like, she be burning me out.
Sounds like a hater.
Oh, well. All right, y'all. Mention a movie that always makes you cry.
I'm gonna say Hardball. Girl, that's sad when G Baby got shot.
I'm crying.
That is so sad.
That was nice. I don't know fucking Hardball.
I got a few.
All right, give them to us.
That's one of my favorite movies. I still be crying at the end. So I usually only watch the beginning if I could choose. Set It Off. I don't like the end of that movie either, just with that
girl.
Yeah, that is it.
It's like, all right, wait. And I had another one. Boys in the Hood too. Some, like, not all the time, but like most of the time when I watch it, like, why would y'all take his dead body, put it on his mom's couch? Like,
Yeah, like, that was
just, Cuba did some good acting with that. Well, he's
Charles, the best movie he acted in, because he is terrible. I All right, that's corny, but how tall are you?
I'm 5'11 and a half.
Next caller.
I'm 5'5. Girl, I'm 5'5. Dom hates that I got long legs for some reason.
She swears she thought we had this debate.
We don't like, we look each other in the eye.
Girl, we the same height.
And Jay is short, exactly.
I got long legs.
I am average height.
Thank you. Thank you.
Five what I am is not short.
That's what I be saying.
5'5" and 5'6" are average height. Are y'all 5'5" 5'6"?
Yes.
I'm 5'4" and a half. And I'm going to be the half.
Next
How tall are you, Miss Tall Dom?
I'm 6'4". Are you 6'4"?
No.
I'ma say I'm 5'9". I'm around.
I'ma say I'm 5'9". But
I'm,
how tall are you?
I'm 5'8" and a half or
bro, it's 3 inches taller than me. And she's
three. I know three bye girl.
You're 5'8" and a half and I'm 5'5". That's 3 inches.
All right, I don't feel like this today. Next. We say that last year.
I'm crooked. I have long legs. It's possible to be my height and have long
legs. I got long legs too. My torso is shorter than my legs. My legs
thank you. That's long. What I be saying. And I'll be irked. Like, I have long legs for my height.
My legs are long. And my torso is short.
Listen,
it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You just got long legs and a long torso. We all have this.
Exactly. Like
next.
Yo, if Dom is really
what are we talking about right now?
I can't. Yeah.
Poor Dom's a number one.
The audience won't hear this. Next question.
I'm crying. All right, so the next person wants to know, have you ever masturbated to a picture or a video?
Yes.
Not a picture, but
yeah, video, not a picture.
Sure, yeah, a picture, like
you have a vivid imagination.
Like, huh? Oh, that gotta be a good looking ass dick, and all dicks don't really be that cute though. Oh, no.
That's not a picture.
I don't know, because I feel like I don't know. All right, this is my question to y'all. I don't be on Instagram, so I can't write it. But now I thought of a question because of this question. So shout out to whoever sent this question in. So, like, y'all said, all right, to a video. But is it, like, a porn type of video, like, sex happening? Or is it, like, a guy beating his dick? Because I don't get the arousal of just watching a guy beat his dick. It's like, wait. Yeah,
it's porn. Yeah. Don't ever send me a video of you beating your dick.
I'm looking at this like, is this supposed to make me horny or what?
even if you did it in front of my face, I would just be looking like, what are you doing?
Like, this supposed to be sexy.
It's not.
It's not giving sexy. Okay. Have you ever played a game involving stripping?
Yeah.
I haven't, but that sounds fun for her person.
That's true.
All right, so whoever Dom messed with, she like playing games where she can take off her clothes, so incorporate that into your little foreplay situation.
How do we know I'm messing with anybody? That's the, I'm trying to find my
I'm just putting it out there, you know? Putting it out into the universe. You know? Closed mouths don't get fed, so it's open up.
Okay.
Don't look mad at me.
I'm not mad.
I'm trying to get you mad, sis.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Have you ever used somebody for personal gain?
Yes.
What did you gain?
My car no payment. Am I?
Period.
I don't think so. I need to.
Oh, Dom is so sweet.
I really am. Now y'all believe me? It took 21 questions or however many questions.
The cap on this app.
It's no capping. Y'all know me and y'all know.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I don't know how believable this is right now.
Anyway.
Next question.
Mom is fed up with y'all and your bullshit ass questions. That's what she really said.
I'm cracking up.
All right. Have you ever let somebody on?
I'm currently doing it right now. Sorry. If y'all listening.
Wow.
I don't want y'all. It's not y'all, it's me. Literally.
That's giving toxic.
It's not on purpose. Like, I just be waking up. I'll be deciding at some point that I don't want to date no more. So
it's giving toxic, like I just said.
Well, I said I'm gonna be the villain this year. So
everybody the villain this year.
See? I've been the villain. Everybody trying to copy. Like, everybody good people.
Everybody trying to copy me.
I forgot what the question was.
Have you ever let somebody on? Did. Oh my gosh. Yo.
Are we not asking Dom no more questions?
All right, ask the PG-13 question so we know Dom has done
it. No, I've never let anybody on. Somebody would have to want me to leave them.
Oh, now.
Oh my God. Cue the violence, please.
Please.
Because I can just about think of one person.
All right, it's like
we okay. We was gonna call him Timmy too. We just gonna call him Timmy too.
Timmy,
I don't know.
Okay, Timmy.
All right,
next.
We'll consult off air.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. All right, Dominique. Exactly. This one's for you. This one's for you, Dominique. What age did you realize Santa Claus was not real?
I don't even remember. 9, 8? I don't know. I went along with it after I knew, though. Like, I definitely remember going along with it. I didn't really care as long as what I asked for when I was under the tree. Shout out to my parents.
You gonna answer the question for two? I
don't believe in Santa Claus, so.
Bitch, me too. Santa Claus every fucking year.
Okay, like, I was today years old when I found out he isn't real.
Child, because this year he bringing me a husband. That's a period. Okay. So y'all all invited to my bachelorette party. Y'all can't come to the wedding, sorry. Next question. I'm not asking that question because that's corny. Sorry, whoever asked it. All right, so this question says, do you have any tattoos? If yes, what do they mean? Yeah, they got here meaning.
Dom be thinking too hard.
I was definitely not, like, I never thought I was going to get a tattoo. My first tattoo is a cross with, like, flowers, like, embedded on it. You know, that was just to always feel like I have God with me. My second,
bless your heart,
huh?
I said, bless your heart.
Oh, the second one is a diamond, and I really felt like, you know, every diamond has imperfection. That's what I took from it, but it is a major tattoo with my friend. But okay, and then my third one is just two shall pass. If you know me, that's like my hope that I live by. So.
I'm the friend that has the matching diamond, and we were trying to find matching tattoos, and I said, diamond, this is cute.
Like, I said diamond.
Anyway, and we started trying to come up with Beyonce quotes and all that, and I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever makes your heart happy. But I have, we need a camera in this room, but I have 8 tattoos. My latest one, my half sleeve, it don't really have no meaning. It's cute. It's art. And we need to normalize not giving these deep meanings to tattoos. Like, so if I have any ideas, I'm actually considering finishing my sleeve, and I want it to all flow together. So sidebar, if y'all have any suggestions, definitely send them my way. And the rest of my tattoos, I got my birthday, I got like a Taurus bull, I got resilience, a bow on my calf, I got beauty lies within you in Chinese. I feel like I'm missing something.
Wait, it say it in Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, the crown.
How do you know what it say? That's my biggest
fear. I'll be one of those.
No, no, for real. Because I'm not like Muslim. I put it in
Google Translate and they just copied it.
Oh, all right. No, I would just ask because I'm not Muslim or anything, but I was about to get signed in Arabic. I'm like, no, because they're gonna fuck me up and it's not gonna say what it's supposed to say. And that's why I never do it.
Yeah, you gotta listen. You only live once. So I feel like I'm forgetting. Is that all eight? I guess.
Dom mentioned one of your tattoos that you ain't named.
The diamond. She said that.
Oh, yeah. The diamond.
No, you said a crown or something.
Oh, it's like the Taurus. It's like a Taurus bull with a crown. Wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I named all of them, I guess.
No, I agree with you, Fatima. I feel like every tattoo don't have to have meaning. Like, you know, it's good. It's a mixture. I'm with you. I got some that got meaning, some that don't. You know. No, tattoo is an art. Dom. But bless all your parts with your meaning for tattoos.
Next, but
oh, get one like me. You get one like mine.
Or that's actually really cute, but I want it higher. Like,
where's your butterfly?
I'm like, yours is right there. I think where I was thinking about getting it actually, but you said it hurt. I don't know.
Where is your butterfly?
On the back of my leg, like right above the crease of my knee.
I want it a little higher. I want it like the middle of the back of my thigh, like higher. But yours is really pretty though. I don't know if I could do this. It's real big.
If y'all wanted to know, it's like one side is a butterfly, then the other side is like flowers in the shape of a butterfly. So, it's in blue. It's blue.
Really? I like you send me a picture. That sounds cute.
I love blue ink. Like my tattoo right here is on blue ink.
Oh, well, blue ink. Maybe you can help me design my sleeve because I've really been
getting. I love blue and white ink. Like I love my next tattoo is gonna be in white.
Oh yeah, design my sleeve for me, please.
All right. Next question that I lost. Okay. To your knowledge, have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
That was the quickest thing y'all ever answered this whole night.
Yes, Sally.
It's a okay. Have you ever been the cheater?
No.
Yes.
Okay, Dominique.
Dominique ain't never did enough.
What y'all, Angel? Why do y'all think I'm saying it? Because laughs and kicks and giggles. I'm serious. I'm an angel.
Okay. Do you hate anyone right now?
Yes.
No. I probably should, but I don't hate anybody right here.
It's too much energy.
You know what?
Yeah, like hateful, like hate is just too much energy for me to be given to somebody. Like I don't have time to be hateful.
Oh, child, I get that shit effortlessly.
Okay.
It was like not for me, not the fucking
bro shit.
I just, you know, see you from afar. Like I hate now.
God, whatever you made Dominique with, can you find and put that in my heart?
Okay. I need
next. Do you guys miss anyone right now?
No.
Mm-mm. Wow. Okay. I thought it was gonna be some yeses.
No.
I don't miss nobody.
Maybe a couple family members or something, but nothing.
Like it can be a family member. It can be somebody that passed on.
Still no.
Let me drink my wine, cause what? Okay, this question says, "Tell us a secret."
I had a secret, and then that shit got blown up, so I don't have no more secrets.
All right, tell us the blown up secret.
No.
No more.
It's not.
Y'all said y'all was answering all these.
Go ahead, you can tell your secret. Depending on her secret, is going to gauge my secret.
Wow.
A secret. I I'm so honest. That'd be the problem. I'd be telling people.
You ain't never lied to a friend in high school or said you look cute and they didn't really look cute. Something. I know something you don't. I know something you would never know.
I know a lot of secrets. See, I just be put on the spot, so I be having to think about these things.
All right, we're going to come back to it in 5 minutes. Remember, the eggs are her secret.
She's still not going to know.
Answer the question.
And my secret is...
Come on, this is pillow talk. You know, like when you laying with your nigga...
I don't like pillow talk. It's like, no.
You laying with your nigga at night and y'all just be busting it up. Like, you know. I be... Yo, my girlfriends... If y'all want my nigga to know, don't tell me. Because I know I can't tell nobody else. I know he's gonna give a fuck. So I'll be like,
hey, fellow talking that got me caught up. I learned my lesson.
I'll be like, you know, Diamond. He don't know who the fuck Diamond is or who the ever the other person is.
Oh, no, men really be gossip. They be wanting all the tea. They be spilling all the tea.
No, for real. This other boy used to talk to, he be like, what her baby dad do now? Like,
I'm crazy. Yo.
Y'all, don't really thinking yeah. about this secret, y'all. She really trying to get y'all to take.
I don't have a secret right now.
A past secret.
I don't know how to word this.
You got no secrets from high school that you don't give a fuck about no more?
In high school, no, I was definitely an angel. I mean, I wasn't lying.
Y'all making me hot. Or maybe it's the wine, but one of y'all getting on my head.
I have a secret. I had sex in the staircase of Allegheny Hall freshman year. That's my secret.
Damn. And here I was just walking to class in that building. The whole time I could have been having sex.
All right, Dom, I answered the question.
You said in the stairwell?
Yeah, like in the fourth floor stairwell.
Was it like late night?
Yeah, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, all right.
I ain't that bold. I ain't trying to get no sex offender charge now.
I'm crying. Not the public indecency.
Dom really don't have no secrets.
Y'all know what?
I can't think of, like,
nah, it's the quiet one that got all the fucking secrets.
Okay.
I'm not quiet. I just...
All right. Yeah. So, would y'all rather get back together with your very first ex or give up all social media for an entire year?
Give up all social media. Fuck.
Easy, because I don't got no social media, so easy.
Yeah, I don't have no very first ex. I've been single my whole life, so... Yeah, but
y'all
got a violin button.
Like, we need to ask sound effects because what?
Dom, it's not giving. You fired.
Caller, as Dom was saying.
I'm boring. Sorry, listeners. I'm just here.
All right, whatever. Who is an animated movie character you would totally hook up with if they were real?
Animated
movie,
you say,
or cartoon, or whatever.
I'm trying to think of some cartoon.
I'm thinking maybe somebody from the Proud Family because that's the only cartoon
What's
I can think
the
of.
Guy face you couldn't see his face. What was
Wizard
name?
Kelly.
We'll hook up with Wizard Kelly.
I'm hooking up with Wizard Kelly. Took us, he got the coins.
Okay. He was tall. He looked built. You couldn't see his face, but
he got the coins.
Bobby from what, the Singing Brother? Not
not Bobby.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe one of her
Bobby is very much broke.
Yeah, he is.
15 Cent.
Ew, no, yeah. Not him. Anyone but him.
That little Asian boy, he was cute too. She had like a little boyfriend on there. He was like Asian for a second. He was kind of cute.
I'll probably do the guy with the braids from the Boondocks.
Ooh, right?
He a little gangster.
I'm freaking out.
All right, Fatima don't know, y'all, because she don't watch cartoon.
I know the Boondocks. Like, I know who they are. I just don't.
No, say so you didn't name nobody.
I said one of Penny's boyfriends for the Proud Family, like maybe Johnny Lovely. Remember him?
That was on the break.
That was the Asian boy, wasn't it?
Oh, that was the Asian. I just remember him as Johnny Lovely, and it was a whole episode about him.
Wait, or was that the one where they was like streaming the music?
Girl, I don't know.
I don't know why I think this is so funny, but it's a be honest. How often do you actually floss your teeth?
Every day.
Yeah, I got the little sticks.
Yeah,
you floss every day.
Yeah, I take my dental hygiene very seriously.
Get the sticks.
Girl, when I had braces, I probably flossed every
day. I can't floss with regular floss. I need the floss sticks.
Can y'all
hold me accountable?
Can you need to floss? You're supposed to floss once a day, minimum.
I know, but I don't. It take a piece of corn getting stuck in my teeth.
You have stuff in your teeth.
I have the toothbrush. Get it out, then. I do, for the most part, I do brush twice a day.
Fun fact: you're actually supposed to floss before brushing, not after. You're supposed to floss, brush, then use mouthwash. Not immediately after brushing your teeth because you want to let the fluoride stay on. Yes, my dentist told me that.
Okay.
Y'all heard it here first. Okay, so who would you consider the one that got away?
None of them got away from me. I ain't need him get
it. None of them. I'm the one that got away. Me.
Period.
I don't know about it, but. Yeah.
Okay. Where do you see yourself 20 years from now?
Oh. No, you won't. You'll be 46.
Oh.
Y'all are crazy. That's
she
not
said old. That like that
was... 46 is not old.
I'll be 45.
Me too.
Still in my younger 40s.
I'm gonna be in my big ass.
Now I'm hurt. You gonna be 46.
We gonna get like you like we said 86. 46, you in your prime, kind of like. Listen.
All right, we ain't no prime. So.
I'ma be in my prime. I'm gonna be in my big ass house with my fine ass husband, my grown ass kids.
And grown ass kids back it out.
Flourishing in my career.
Period.
And my private practice.
Period.
And traveling twice a year minimum. Living life.
Period.
Yeah.
Thanks for no detail, Darnie.
That was just like self-sufficient, happy, traveling. Hopefully I have kids. We shall see. Hopefully I'm married. Hopefully you like to travel too.
No, I know you're claiming it. I know hopefully
you're into existence.
Yeah.
You will have kids. You will have your husband. What else?
And I'm going to be happy. With my Range Rover, I do want me a Range. That's my dream car.
Period.
Black.
Period.
A black interior and white stitching.
Ooh. Child, they say be specific.
Okay.
All right. So this person wants to know, what is the most embarrassing thing you've ever said or done on a date?
I've never been on a date.
What's the most embarrassing thing you ever said or did during sex? That's a date.
Daddy.
What?
One more time for people in the back.
Because
I'm in the back and I ain't here.
Nut in me, daddy.
That's embarrassing?
To the wrong person, yes. And they really do it? Yes, that's fucking embarrassing. And you're not on birth control? That's embarrassing.
Was it embarrassing during or was it just embarrassing after?
After, of course not during, like you in the moment.
That don't count, because that he wasn't embarrassed. He like, oh, I just got the green light.
I would say... Wow.
like the first time I put a queef and I didn't know what that was. Like nobody. Girl. Girl. And I started freaking out. And he was like, "You good?" So I'm like, aww. I was so embarrassed, but. Yeah, it was embarrassing because I didn't know. Like, women, we don't talk about these things.
We really don't.
Because I was like, what is that?
Girl, you're not alone. You're not alone.
Yeah, it was embarrassing at the time.
I think a bunch of us been there, especially when you was queefing, when you ain't no business queefing.
Okay.
So you are a Dom. It's okay.
Yeah, I feel better now.
Okay, what's your earliest childhood memory like?
I was magenta for Halloween. I think I was like 2 or 3. You know magenta from Blue's Clues?
Yeah, I know you're talking about the little pink belt.
Yeah, and perfect. My cousin was blue.
That's cute. Y'all parents are creative.
I remember it was Christmas. I don't know exactly how old I was.
You still believing in Santa Claus?
I guess so, at that time, yes. Like 3, and I had like this little, it was like a small little like bouncy, it was like the bouncy thing like with the balls in it, and I just remember it being it. Happy.
Oh.
What? I was happy. I wanted to cry. The time all by myself.
Okay, guys, so for $1 million, right? For $1 million, would you eat a nigga's ass?
Oh man.
The mail on the table, y'all.
Is this tax-free? Because if it's taxes, then that's really like $7.50. So, all
right, tax free. We gonna say this shit tax free. Like he giving you that shit cash.
We can make sure like the proper like hygiene.
Yeah,
I mean, none of that stuff is specified, so I'm assuming like
that would have to happen. But yeah,
I'm cleaning a nigga myself, and yeah, I'll do it. It's $1 million. Yeah. I'm gonna do it.
$1 million on the table. I probably done did worse stuff for way less. So.
Yeah, like
a word. I was seeing where y'all head was at.
I break it up, yo.
Okay. What was y'all first impression of each other?
I remember meeting you before I knew her. I saw her freshman year and I'm like, she's real loud. Like I didn't know nothing about her. Every time I saw her, it would be like at like one of them like events that they would have where you could get food.
Oh,
yeah. Like after dark?
Yeah. Like I would see her at that. And I'm like you see, I didn't have like, I was just like, oh, like she seemed kind of loud. But like, I didn't have
other than- She seemed kind of loud. Like what?
I'm freaking up.
Fatima, I never saw you before ever until that day in Dom apartment when your other friend had brought you in. I never saw you, never knew you.
Damn.
No, for real.
I was low key. I wasn't really around until like you in your ear. Well, I had the complete opposite. I thought you was quiet and I just knew you as the other Dom of the Doms. Like, that's literally all I thought about you.
I'm crying. That's it. That's all y'all thought about each other.
You said first.
Yeah, like
said, like that was
a. Oh, okay. What was the last thing you searched for on your phone?
Actually, how to unclog my drain because my kitchen sink is acting all weird.
It's me on the phone, I think. I was on Indeed.
All right. When's the last time you guys sent a nude?
I'm an angel. I don't
know. Oh my God.
You ain't never sent a nude, yo.
Do y'all have proof that I did it?
I'm about to make a couple phone calls. This is not good.
Hold on. A couple. Stop. Definitely wasn't a couple people I was sending it to. No,
the last time I saw the nude was
you could see me in person.
I think December. Yeah, I think it was in December.
To who?
She asking way too much. You about to find them and hunt them down. He about to have proof of that shit. Cause I ain't seen
nothing. I feel like I was told that none of these questions was off limits.
That's not a part of the question. You asked one question and then you trying to find out to whom it was said.
But why can't I ask questions?
You can ask all the
Okay, so if you had to choose between going naked or having your thoughts appear in thought bubbles above your head for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Going naked.
I would just have to be naked. Because
my thoughts be...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just... But I have a lot of people not like me in the world.
Okay.
Y'all ever ate y'all boogies?
As a kid.
Yeah, I feel like I had.
I thought Don was about to say no. I was like, you definitely
felt like when I was little, you used to be crying. Well, I felt like I was crying.
Ew, that's actually worse than just digging in your nose.
I was crying.
No, you was licking your snot.
I was a little kid. Leave me alone. Y'all was digging up your nose. I wasn't doing that. It was just already dripping down.
Ew, head. That's actually way worse.
Whatever.
All right, Rosco. Enough is enough. I'm crying. Ew, Dom, just thinking about Dom licking
up like it's not. Doing a put your tongue out joy.
Okay, y'all. They want to know if y'all smoke. They don't say what, so I don't know if y'all out here smoking ports. I don't know if y'all getting fried. I don't know if y'all hitting the hook. I don't know.
Hookah, obviously, yeah.
For sure.
I'm an occasional weed smoker. Like, I'm not a smoker. I can't even roll, so.
Yeah, very.
Wait.
I'm like, I'm
yeah.
So. Y'all don't smoke weed, so cute.
What? Oh my lord.
She's
in college, right? Me and Dom was over somebody's apartment. And we went in the closet to smoke. So, you know, it won't like, you know, affect the like smoking lines or whatever. And y'all had to see how Dom
I don't know how to do it.
Holding her little pinky up like she was drinking tea.
I'm freaking up.
I got that video somewhere.
I'm freaking up.
Oh, I gotta find it and show it to you, Fatima.
Please
do. Okay. Oh, they want to know. I'm gonna say that for the last question, which is the next question, because y'all really got dropped to you on that one.
Oh, God.
All right. So this one says, "What does your dream girl or boy look like?" I don't really. Y'all might be getting some stuff, so we gonna say boy or girl.
I don't have like a. Wait, I don't have like specifics, but I know like tall and black, like a black man is really basically it. Like other than that, I'm not too picky. Actually, wait, I'm lying. I do like thick eyebrows. I have a thing for eyebrows and full lips. Like, because if you don't have no lips, it's kind of like, yeah, I can't do it. And like, I don't know. Yeah.
Mine would be like the Omari Hardwick aesthetic because like the skin tone, the beard, the tattoos. I love tattoos. He's husky and like height at least 6 foot. Like the facial feature, I guess like regular, like not too much, like you can't have too big lips and like a little nose, but not too big of a nose, like regular facial features,
symmetrical.
Yeah, symmetrical, like a nice haircut, some waves, maybe a little curly top in there, and yeah, that's about it.
All right, so last question, right? It says, read the last text message from your current situation or relationship. You're gonna do that?
Situation?
Or relationship?
Well, we're not in a relationship.
Y'all not in no situation. Now y'all just not in no situation. You gonna skip over that one?
Hold on.
Like the ice?
The last message ever?
I didn't make these questions. It says like
Ari. The last one says Ari. That's the last message. I swear to God.
Like the accent, right?
Let's just say the last message.
All right, I will.
We
lying, yo.
I'm not lying.
It's
say Ari.
Yeah,
Dom is the real liar out here. So you want to show Dom?
I can show you. What you mean? Like it says Ari. It says Ari. You don't see that?
That's hard.
I'm telling the truth. You should have did a different. You should have said something else, like search a word and go to.
No, that
you
I don't make me do it. Since Fatima said, let's do
oh
it.
Oh my God.
That was the last one.
Yeah, okay, you already called it.
I didn't make this up. I'm just reading what was said out here.
But that wasn't I'm sorry. That just wasn't.
That wasn't a good one. Let me take a quick scroll and see who had something juicy to say. The rest of these is like very much. Given very much boring. All right, we're gonna do what Fatima said for the last
one. Oh my God. With parameters. What did I say? I forgot.
Searching a word.
All right. So search the word dick in your text message and read that message.
I don't think I say dick that often.
Yeah, hold on.
Me either, actually.
Oh, I definitely can't read it.
Read it.
No, I really can't read it. Demon dick. Somebody send that to me.
What does that mean?
What?
Like demon time dick?
Yeah.
Or like it's evil. Like the dick is evil.
I don't know.
Because some of these niggas' dicks is really evil.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, I got it. I can read mine. It's like they can eat 100 dicks each.
Playing it safe.
Was it supposed to be a lesson or what? Whatever, it was in the messages.
You didn't say. I just
started. Oh, I didn't even make this up. You made it up.
Oh, well. I'm glad I didn't read this one. This one is wild.
The team got all the juice, y'all. Not pouring it.
Well, that's all, folks. You trying to get us caught up out in these streets.
I'm not trying to do nothing. That's your fans out here getting y'all caught up. I'm just the messenger.
I can't get caught up. I be chilling.
Here we go.
Yeah, that is a perfect segue to end Dom and her angel.
Chillingness. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Capiana.
The
eye of
angel, it is solidified.
Man. Is it?
Yes.
Capiana.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I am the bad guy.
Yeah, the bad guy. You know, it's like the devil and the angel. Not the devil, but
you know. No, it's the devil and the angel.
I'm crying.
You know, you need some balance.
Yeah, that's true. So I hope that y'all got the dirt, the tea, everything y'all wanted from these questions. Maybe we could do something like this again. And Jay, we definitely gotta bring you back. We could do like a truth or drink. I think that would be pretty cool. And Jay, you can definitely be our host anytime because you dig.
Oh, God. Thanks for having me. This is my dream job. Definitely my dream job.
You have your homes anyway.
Yes. So
this is my dream job.
I love it. So before we let you go, we do have an hashtag X team this week. So how this works is I'm going to read what the listener wrote in and I'm going to toss it to you guys to give your advice and we're just going to go from there. So it says, hey, Pillow Talk, I need some tips on transitioning from living alone to living with a partner. My boyfriend and I have decided to take the leap of moving in together. We're currently looking at apartments, and thankfully, our tastes and must-haves are fairly similar. However, I'm worried about the actual living part. I like things a certain way and follow a strict routine. Of course, we spent the night together, and I was able to get a glimpse of how he lives, but that's not the full picture. I do know he can be a bit messy and doesn't take home decor as seriously as me. Once he literally walked across my white fuzzy accent rug with his work boots and didn't understand why I was so upset because I could, quote, just wash it. I don't want to overthink it too much, but I do want to be prepared for permanently sharing a space with someone. Any guidance is greatly appreciated.
Girl, can I go?
Go ahead. Guess first.
Bro, I just feel like, granted, some guys are very groomed and upkept, but like he just sound like a regular ass nigga to me. So I don't even know what to tell you. Like, he don't care about no white fuzzy rug. That nigga don't care about some white fuzzy rug. A rug is a rug is a rug is a rug. He don't care. And I feel like I'm kind of okay with a guy not being too much into decor because it's given. Go fix the sink or something. That's what it's given to me. Like, let me worry about this. You worry about that. Like, I just like a man is a man is a man is a man. Like, I just feel like if he's for the most part clean, like he don't stink and shit like that, then it's whatever. But as far as the core, like I just feel like when the time comes, my nigga gonna be like, all right, whatever. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Like, he don't care if what color the pillows is, don't care what color the rug is. He don't care what color the painting on the wall is. I think they might care about the painting on the wall. But other than that, if you make it look nice, they really not gonna care. Like, you feel me? No, they got their game or whatever they fix is, it's not a big thing. I feel like that's kind of normal.
I agree.
I think it's gonna take an adjustment from spending the night. Like, that's definitely a big difference, like waking up to somebody every day. Like, it's different when you can go home.
Yeah.
Like, that's an option. Yes. When your home is with him, yeah. But yeah, I mean, as long as he's not too bad, and now the rug, like, maybe if she don't want him walking on the, you know, rug with his boots, maybe have a thing like, let's take our shoes off when we come in or something, you know, just so you don't kick up with that.
Yeah. I, from somebody who lived with somebody else and now I prefer to live alone, definitely establishing some ground rules. Like, it's no shoes in my house, mainly because I have a toddler who eats off the floor. But it just, I don't know, I just have a thing about like outside germs. But definitely having some type of rules, like something like no shoes in the house, or like I know you mentioned like routine, like being clear about what their routine looks like. And if it's like a time thing, like say like from this time to this time, you know, can you respect this boundary? Just having a conversation, like, cause he's used to being in his own space. So it's also an adjustment for him too. Like, you're not the only one adjusting. And we as women tend to have that like motherly instinct and nature, and like we'll do certain things and in a way kind of mother our partner. And if he's used to being on his own and by himself, that can come off as a little bit annoying. And you know, just having these conversations. But yeah, he definitely played himself walking on the damn rug. Now that's just common sense, bro. Why would you?
It's not. Honestly, for a guy, I feel like it's not, because like, I'm the only girl. It's two of us over here, and we both not the girliest of girls. Like, I'm around all boys. It's really not common sense because they stupid. They really stupid. Understand, niggas is dumb. They can't even help themselves. He didn't think nothing of it when he put his boot on that rug. He really didn't think nothing of it. It was the floor. It was the floor. He was walking on the floor.
Yeah, that's a bad joint. Definitely tell him take his work boots off. It's because when I think about work boots, I'm thinking about construction. Nigga, take that shit off when you come home. Like, yeah, that's, yeah. But if he's not dirty or nothing, like, men, I'm a little messy too. But like, I'm not the OCD cleanest. But you know, just talk about it and, you know, notice the different things. Don't be hassling him and nagging him. And the same could be for him, but like, men normally don't nag. You know, just ask him nicely and understand that men take a little longer. Like, I have asked for dishes to get cleaned and they didn't get cleaned until the next evening. So just, you know, sometimes if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. Keep that in mind. And just
be real patient.
Yes, because it, your son about to move in, sad to say. That's what.
Child. Congratulations, though.
Yes, yes, yeah, that's true. Congratulations, that's a really big step. And I wish y'all the best of luck. I'm sure it'll work out. Y'all sound like y'all gonna be good. So thank you again, Jay, for joining us, for hosting today. We gave you some great news at your dream job. And we hope to catch you again soon.
For sure.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening to another good episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at pillowtalk_uncensored. And don't forget to shop with J. Elise Co. to get your hair healthy and growing. See you next time.